Today is Wednesday, April 26, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Richter Scale Day, which is the machine they use to measure seismic waves or something like that. I don't know, to determine, to predict earthquakes or something. It is also National South Dakota Day. I know Kathy Bacon is celebrating right now. Kathy Bacon, did you even know that it's National South Dakota Day right now? It's also National Pretzel Day, so there you go. I am not going to have a pretzel, but any of you who want to have a pretzel, you can celebrate by having a pretzel. I have a dinner tonight. I'm going to cut this one. I know it's only a 11 to 12 minute podcast in you know, general, but I'm going to cut it a little bit shorter than normal today because I have dinner with one of the senior directors who's in town. It's not just me. There are probably five of us plus her, plus the senior director, plus she. And she's just in town and she wants to meet with some people because we have this thing where it's called AES, where Associate Engagement Survey. We do it every year. And it never fails. So what it, you know, it's like, oh, would you recommend working for this company? Do you think your managers are full of bullshit? You know, all that. Do you have what you need to do your job? Are you, it's like, are you happy basically to be employed here? And we always come up with things that could be improved. You know, generally I work, my company is generally a good place to work, even though I complain. I think it's just my job that I'm not too happy about, not necessarily my company. But, and then it never fails. Management says, okay, now everyone go and figure out how we can make these scores better. And then they like, most of the time they depend on the employees to go off and solve the problems that the employees are having. And it's like, well, no, we're telling you what we're unhappy with so management can fix these problems, you know? But anyway, bottom line is she's in town having all kinds of meetings. And she wanted to have dinner with a few of us to discuss AES. I don't know what I'm going to say. My boss gave me a couple of ideas, you know, of what I could bring up, but I don't know. And I feel like, you know, we were watching Succession last night. And I don't know how many of you watch Succession, but it's, you know, right now they're going through this whole, are we going to sell the company? Are we not going to sell the company? If you're not watching it, this makes no sense to you at all. There's this big media company that is owned by a family. The dad is an 80-year-old or 85-year-old guy who's like a mogul. Think Ted Turner or probably the guy who owns Fox News. And I can't think of his name, but I can't think of his name right now. Think somebody like that, right? Billionaire who's, you know, started this company and built it from scratch, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, and it's about like his kids fighting to try to succeed him, et cetera, et cetera. And it's, I'm sure a lot of you know what it is, but maybe some of you haven't watched it. So they're trying to sell the company to a dick. This Norwegian guy is such a dick. But anyway, I don't even remember why I brought that up. Oh, yeah. Because it was so like, oh, I've got to say the right thing. Are they going to, when we sell the company, who's going to become redundant and all this kind of stuff. And they were having a meeting and they're all posing and trying to say exactly the right thing that they're supposed to say. And I feel like, and it's so political. It is so, and I'm just not into that. And I feel like at the level I'm at, part of my, it's not really part of my job, but what I need to be doing is schmoozing the correct people, kissing the right babies, shaking the right hands, you know, to get to that next level or whatever. And it is such bullshit. And I feel like these dinners are like that. Like, it's like, you need to say the right thing when you're talking to this person because they're going to decide your future, you know, or whatever. I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm just going to be quiet. Listen to what everybody else is saying. This is not possible for me. I'm not a quiet person. I will probably not be quiet, but I'll probably say none of what my boss suggested I say. Because I am my own person. I'm just going to go and eat dinner and try to enjoy myself, even though it is the last thing I really want to be doing. I don't want to be spending 2 hours of my evening at a work dinner. Like, I just don't want to be doing that. Ugh. So I don't remember where we were because I just took so long answering Scott's question in the email, in the phone call yesterday. But thank you, Scott, for calling. I really appreciate the call. And you guys, I haven't gotten many calls recently, so please call me. So thank you, Scott, for the call. But I spent way too long just going into way too much detail on your questions. But I didn't really go over anything, so I don't remember what day we were on now. And you guys know I cannot remember what I've talked about from 1 hour to the next. So, but not much has happened. I know, I do remember I started with, okay, we bought bicycles on Saturday. And I misjudged whether or not they would fit in the back of Mark's SUV. He has a very small SUV. It's almost not an SUV at all. I mean, it is, but it's so small. And I thought, oh yeah, they'll fit. They didn't. So we're sitting out in the parking lot. My stepdad shows up. The bikes barely fit into his car, into his SUV, which is a much larger SUV. We get them home. I was able to do a couple of loops around the block. So I do remember how to ride a bicycle, just for anyone who was, you know, uncertain, because I know I wasn't sure if I was like, I haven't ridden since I was in high school. So, you know, it's, but I was able to ride a bike. And now we've got to just figure out how to train Mark, how to teach Mark. And I, as we've learned, I think I could teach people how to do like programming or how to, I don't know, build a web page or use WordPress or how to edit audio or, you know, things like that. But snow skiing, which we were trying to teach Mark how to do, it's an athletic thing. Don't really know how to teach it. Riding a bike is just like riding a bike. Like, once you know how to ride a bike, you just know how to ride a bike. Like, how do you teach someone how to ride a bike? And he wants me to teach him because, you know, he wants, like, I'm just going to ask ChatGPT, how should I teach someone to ride a bike? An adult. I'm going to say an adult. How should I teach an adult or adult? Do you say adult or adult? Teaching an adult to ride a bike can be a fun and rewarding experience for both of you. Here's a step-by-step guide to help you through the process. Choose the right bike. Ensure the adult learner has a bike that fits them properly. They should be able to touch the ground with their feet while seated on the saddle. The bike should also have a comfortable seat and be good working condition. Select a suitable location. Find a flat, traffic-free area with a smooth surface for adult learner to practice. Teach basic bike anatomy. Familiarize the learner with the bike's parts. Oh my God, I don't know. Adjust the saddle, practice mounting and dismounting, work on balance. To help the adult learner find their balance, have them straddle the bike and practice walking it forward while keeping their weight centered over the bike. Well, that's a good suggestion. Start gliding, have the learner push off with one foot and then lift both feet off the ground, allowing the bike to roll forward while maintaining balance. Repeat this process several times. So this is actually some pretty good. I'm going to read the rest of this, but I'm not going to bore you guys with it. So we got bikes. Sunday, we did nothing. I went to church. We played Pokemon. That was about it. We had lunch in Bentonville. And then I've just been working this week, so not much has gone on. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call, please do, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.